the Steve Cochran Show.
John Ross Bowie, Kwipke from Big Bang Theory, in town doing four chords and a gun. He'll be in studio after nine. Mindy Rickles doing stand-up. I think she's in Vegas again. I don't know. We'll talk to Mindy about it coming up later on. And I don't know that I've talked to her since Don died. It's been a while. Dave's yogurt was stolen. That's obviously a big topic around here. We got the finals.
Wanted posters are up around the station.
They are.
Yep.
We got the finals from the PGA Championship picks we have to do. And joining us in the studio right now, the lovely and talented Scott Paddock, the boss at, one of the finest speedways in America. Which speedway would that be, Scott?
Well, we've got two of them. We've got, if you like the oval track racing, Chicagoland Speedway. And if you like the straight line racing, that's Route 66 Raceway, if you're a drag racing fan.
And that's what we're talking about here.
You got it. The fastest form of motorsports on the planet returns to Chicago with their one and only visit May 30th through June 2nd in a couple short weeks here.
What are the speeds we're talking about?
So they will go from 0 to 335 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. So it's analogous to what an astronaut feels during liftoff on the space shuttle, 5 Gs. But the difference is they feel that on takeoff, and then once they pull that parachute, they feel the same thing in reverse. So think about the physical duress they're under.
Well, I mean, the athleticism of that, because, God bless the astronauts, some of the greatest heroes of our lifetimes, but they're not running it at takeoff. They're sitting there going, hold on. These guys are driving the car. That's, and these, right, women as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of women in this sport who stand out. Brittany Force, Courtney Force.
Yeah, talk about the Force family for a second, because honestly, I was unfamiliar with them until that Bryant Gumbel Real Sports piece about a year ago.
Yeah, it's remarkable. John Force, the patriarch of the family, he's pushing 70 years old, believe it or not. Keeps himself in phenomenal shape, and that's why he's able to continue to do this. And he's got three daughters, and a couple son-in-laws now who are involved in the sport, and he enjoys going to work every day and wants to pass his legacy on in very, very good hands. But it's remarkable. He's won 16 world championships, and I remember him saying a couple years ago when he was in town, no disrespect to Michael Jordan, but he only won 6.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. The world of drag racing has changed, like the world of NASCAR, and the world of IndyCar racing has changed as well. Dave, when you were a kid, when I was a kid, wasn't it Big Daddy Don Garlitz? That was the guy?
That's right. He was our Grand Marshal last year, and we're thrilled to announce that Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney, probably another
tremendous
name you and Dave know, is going to be gracing us with her presence as our Grand Marshal this year, one of the female pioneers of the sport.
How is the business of drag racing?
It's solid. I mean, what's great about it is the format. So on Friday and Saturday, there's two dual qualifying sessions. So you watch about 45 minutes of action, and then the duress on those engines is so intense that they literally have to rebuild them from scratch. And so you get a front row seat. They say every ticket is a pit pass, and you get to watch that as they rebuild them in what's called Nitro Alley, the fan midway section. And music and entertainment and sponsor engagement is a big part of that. And then you do it all over again. So for fans today, particularly younger fans with a shorter attention span, the format of this sport is very conducive.
So how do you rebuild an engine in the period of time that you have between opportunities?
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, this is science. I mean, to get an engine to perform and hit those speeds, I mean, that is technology at its finest.
Right.
And think about this on Championship Sunday on live TV, where you are on the clock 45 minutes, you've got to turn that around and get that dragster back to the starting line, or you're disqualified. You talk about pressure.
So, in NASCAR, there's a backup car. IndyCar racing, there's a backup car. Do they bring backup dragsters?
They do. Yep.
Okay,
do.
But yep. This is part of the competition. To retool the engine to make sure it's good to go?
That's right. Yep. So that really
involves the pit crew and the mechanics in a way that aren't in other sports.
They have to check every pit rod, every piston,
cool,
and rebuild it from scratch to make sure that the next pass can hit that speed again. I mean, think about that, 335 miles an hour in 4 seconds.
I can't do that on 88, Dave.
No, but you've come close. Zero to 330. Is there less of a danger factor in drag racing than there is in other motorsports?
I think from the standpoint that you're not driving with 40 other drivers around you. So NASCAR, which you'll be visiting at the end of June, they'll hit speeds of about 195 miles per hour at our track, and you've got 40 drivers nose to nose. So I think what's different, Dave, is you're at the mercy of someone else's mistake on that oval track, whereas on the drag strip, it's pretty much you. Yeah, you've got that other car in the next lane, but you keep it straight and you keep those gears clicking and you should be okay.
The aerodynamics of the car, of the vehicle, I mean, it's rocket-like, obviously, but you don't want it going straight up and down. And the crazy accidents that we've seen, which are really breathtaking because it's amazing people can survive, are when those cars get a little air in the wrong spots, right?
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned the name Don Garlett, Steve. He was one of the safety pioneers in the sport.
Is that right?
He's the guy that figured out, you know, don't put the engine in front, put it in the back of the driver. Don't put it in the back, put it in the front. Balance out the speeds or the weight distribution on that car, because that was the problem. At those speeds, they were going airborne, and all hell was breaking loose. So in NHRA and NASCAR, safety has been a big part of it. I mean, since Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away in 2001, there hasn't been a death in any of the three major touring series of NASCAR, so safety's been a big part of the sport.
The Route 66 Raceway is still the best stadium course anywhere, right?
You got it. Built, no expense was spared 21 years ago when it was built, and it's still considered the first true stadium of drag racing, purpose-built. Keep the acoustics in, the sights, the sounds, and don't forget the smell of nitromethane in the air.
You know, I'm wearing a little bit of that this morning. How do we get tickets?
You can go onto the website, route66raceway.com, or call 888-629-RACE. Best tickets available right now.
And the events, again, go for which days?
May 30th through June 2nd.
Okay, it's kind of a busy weekend, kids, so it's going to be a good way to spend it.
That's right. School's out.
And the big closer of an event is when? On the afternoon of the 2nd?
That's right. Championship Sunday. Things kick off 9 a.m. Sunday morning, and going to be Shirley Muldowney will give the command to get things going, and we'll do that single bracket elimination.
I know you've driven, you know, a couple of these vehicles in the past. Have you ever tried a dragster?
I haven't. I can't fit in it. I can fit in a NASCAR stock car, six eight. Cannot fit in one of these dragsters. There's just too much leg on this frame.
So how tall could you be and be a dragster driver?
I want to say, and you don't see a lot of tall ones, but I got to believe if you're pushing 6'1", 6'2", you're going to be challenged to get in
there.
It's
going to be tight.
Yeah.
And the Force girls are still, at least one of them is still racing?
Yeah, so Brittany Force races the Top Fuel dragsters. Courtney, who is married to Graham Rahal in the IndyCar, she's taking some time off. Rumors she's going to start a family, but John and Brittany will be there in full force.
Yeah, and I think you can see that Force family piece on HBO On Demand if you search Real Sports. The amazing thing about it was a guy that's been around the sport as long as he has, John Force we're talking about, when it was brought up to him about, do you worry about the safety of your daughters doing this? He got very emotional.
Yeah.
A little hard to talk about it. But, you know, that's the ultimate, right? You want to encourage your kids to follow whatever their dream is, even at 335 miles an hour.
That's right.
Right?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, when Courtney was, so John and Courtney would frequently duel against each other in one of those championship eliminations on Sunday. So not only do you have the stress of your daughter racing, but
you
she's in the next lane.
Wow. Yeah, and as a dad, do you throw it? Remember the first time you let Steven win in one-on-one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some point
you do. You do. Scott, things heat up at Chicagoland Speedway later in the month?
That's right. June 27th through the 30th, the NASCAR Summer Festival weekend returns, and we kick off the second half of the NASCAR season. Going to be a lot of fun. We've got everything from barbecue competitions to, in fact, WGN's own Dane Neal is helping orchestrate that for us, and we've got an Olympic-style swimming pool out there and a full-on carnival, so it's going to be a big summer festival with a race going on. By the way,
well, and you know, my brother Mickey, huge NASCAR fan, because of Scott and everybody, he got to see his first NASCAR race last year. You know, and I got to tell you, and again, people know this if they've gone, there's nothing like it in person.
Yeah.
You know, you can't describe it.
You
got to be there. You got to feel it. And there's something out there that's like a mountain of nachos that you have to see, which is almost as amazing as the race itself, because people are taking that and they're trying to eat it. And I think that in itself should be a show.
Absolutely. Hey, rule number one in our business is the rule against having too many rules. People like to have fun. It's a great escape at the racetrack, and fans can learn more about that at chicagolandspeedway.com.
Have a great time, and Route66Raceway.com for the dragster events. Come back in when it's time to talk about.
Thanks, Law. Always great spending time with you
guys.
There you go.
Scott Paddock.